השאלה זה אסת, עניין הלכה בסוכה, if one drinks a שיעור of wine, example, רביעית יין, is that חייב סוכה or not? And if it is חייב סוכה, does one have to make לשב בסוכה on wine? The question would be, for example, where a person is making havdalah, where he's only going to have wine, he's not having bread. It's obvious if he's making kiddush on Yom Tov and he's having bread with the meal, so it's the bread that's causing him to sit in the sukkah and make the reshev besukkah. We're talking about a case where somebody's just sitting in the sukkah, he wants to have a glass of wine, he wants to have 3 ounces of wine or more. Is it necessary for him to go into the sukkah at all? And if it is, does he make reshev besukkah? Over here we have a machloket rishonim. The ritba holds that if you're drinking 3 ounces of wine, you must go into the sukkah. And you would make the sheva sukkah, according to the ritba. However, the Me'idi argues and says, no, the wine that you're drinking, no matter how much you drink, can be outside the sukkah. Now, there's proofs for both sides. The proof for the ritba that says you're hayav can be from a mishnah in sukkah. The Mishnah says, "Ochlim v'shotim arai chutz la'sukkah," that you're allowed to eat and drink arai, which means not major se'udot or drinking outside the sukkah. Now, the word shotim is very telling. That means if you certain drinks, that if you're drinking them bikbi'ut in a fashion where you're filling yourself up with them as a meal, so you'd be hayav sukkah. Now, it's obviously that that's not talking about water. Because water, everybody agrees, you can drink outside the sukkah. So it must be talking about wine. So when the Mishnah says, Ochlim v'shotin alai chutz la'sukkah, it's because you were shoteh the yayin alai. You know, you just had a couple of sips. But if you would drink the wine, bikbi'ut, sounds like from the Mishnah, you'd have to eat in the sukkah. That would be the proof of the ritba. The proof of the Me'idi can be the Gemara Berachot that we just learned, the Flamedheh. The Gemara has a question. How come we don't make Birkat HaMazon on wine? What's the Gemara's question? Why should I think you should make Birkat HaMazon? So the Gemara says, because wine satiates a person. And the Pasuk says, Ve'achalta ve'sabarta, when you eat and you're satiated, u'berachta, so you have to make Birkat HaMazon. So the Gemara asks, you should make Birkat HaMazon on wine. So the Gemara's answer is, people are not koveya se'uda on wine. You don't sit down and have a meal just with wine. So therefore it doesn't qualify. So the Gemara says, and let's say somebody does. Let's say somebody sits down with 2 glasses of wine. That's his meal. He's going to eat it as a se'uda. So the Gemara says on that guy, batla da'to etzel kol adam. That guy is an exception. It's not the normal way you're doing things. And the rules of Berachot were not given to the exception. It's given to the normal way of things, the way they're normally eaten. And since wine is not eaten as a se'uda, there's no Birkat HaMazon. So the Me'idi will bring a ra'ya from that Gemara. You see, there's no such thing as tibi'ut se'uda on wine. And therefore, the only time you have to make a sit in the sukkah is when you're making a tibi'ut se'uda, when you're sitting out to have a meal. And the Gemara Berachot saying, you don't have a meal when it comes to wine. What is the opinion of Maran? Maran writes, Aval, in Siman Tablat, Halachabet, Aval mutar le'echol achilat arai chutz la'sukah, ve'kama achilat arai kabetza mipat, u'mutar l'shtot mayim ve'yayin, ve'le'echol perot chutz la'sukah. Maran writes clearly, it's permissible not only to drink water outside the sukkah, but even wine. However, that's the Mikar Adin. That's the letter of the law. But once already we know the opinion of the Ritba, it's one of the Rishonim that's telling you you should. So therefore, Miyot Tov, if a person could drink the wine in the Sukkah to fulfill all the opinions, even though, without a doubt, according to the opinion of Maran, no matter how much wine you drink, it is not necessary to use a Sukkah. And therefore, you would not make Lesheva Sukkah either if you were drinking it inside. But we have to point out what Maran writes, that the person that's Mahmir, even to drink water in the sukkah, that is a mishubach. So while we're talking letter of the law, Maran himself says that it's proper to even try to drink water, which everybody agrees doesn't need a sukkah, inside the sukkah.